This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Outing to kom ons gaan kuier saam met Zanti Swanepoel. Dis altyd 'n eer om te sê dis iemand so baie spesiaal vir ons hier op die program. Sy's 'n internasionale spreker, 'n stigter van Babies Behind Bars projek en motiveerder en 'n besigheidsvrou. Ons sê vir haar goeiemôre Zanti, dankie dat jy saam kuier. Hoop gaan goed.
Goeiemôre Brad en al die luisteraars en hier van Gautengeling. Hier gaan dit lekker, is warm. En ja, dis vir my net so spesiaal. Radio Kaapse Kansel is baie diep in my hart.
Ag, dankie Zanti dat jy dit sê. Ons wag vir ons storie, die storietyd. Ons het almal ingehardloop en nou sit ons so mooi stil en wag.
Ag, dis wonderlik. Weet jy wat, Brad? Ek het vanoggend 'n storie op my hart wat ek vertrou dat dit elke luisteraar sal bemoedig. Ja, die laaste 6 weke was maar diep waters vir my ook. En ons dink soms, ek het gister dit so mooi gelees, 'n quote wat iemand gesê het wat sê, we think when we give our lives to the Lord, we will never be in the fire. And that, you know, the proof of his presence is that there will never be fire. But actually the proof of his presence is that he is the fourth man in the fire.
Yeah.
Jo, en dit was my so kragtig en ek wil vandag oor iets praat wat ek voel die vyand lekker teen ons gebruik en mag dit jou vandag net bevry en mag dit vandag vir jou bemoedig. But comparison is the thief of all joy. Julle en ons doen dit heeltyd en omdat ons so gebombardeer word met boodskappe oor waar bly jy, wat kry jy en wat ry jy, is die groot fokus van die vyand om my en jou met mekaar te laat vergelyk heeltyd. And when we do that, we are never really content and happy with who we are. En dan fokus ons altyd op dit wat ons nie is nie. Ek is nie lank genoeg nie, mooi genoeg nie, oulik genoeg nie, maar genoeg nie, verdien nie genoeg nie, het nie genoeg status nie ensovoorts. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou vat na 1 Petrus 4 vers 10, 'n kosbare skrif in die Bybel en dan gaan ek vir jou 'n storie vertel net om hierdie vir jou huis toe te bring. In 1 Petrus 4 vers 10 staan daar: Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Ons almal het gifts gekry, maar hulle lyk verskillend. Maar ons moet ons gift gebruik want die Here het dit nodig. In die Message sê dit: Everything in the world is about to be wrapped up. So take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it.
Yeah.
Love makes up for practically anything. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry. Maybe that's your gift. A bed to the homeless. Maybe it's that. Cheerfully, be generous with different things God gave you, passing them around so all get in on it. If words, let it be God's words. If help, let it be God's hearty help. The way God's right presence will be evident in everything through Jesus, and he'll get all the credit as the one mighty in everything. Encores to the end of time. Oh yes. Ek en jy het verskillende gawes gekry. En weet jy wat? Ek wil vanoggend vir jou 'n storie vertel en al wat ek daarin wil sê is give what God gave you to him and he will make something amazing of it. Want jy sien, soms dink ons lewens het nie impak as ons nie op groot verhoog staan, op die TV-skerms is, groot influence het op Instagram wat ook al nie. Then we think as ek die vloere dalk vee, dan kan ek vra, maar wat se verskil maak my lewe? But God says we all have a gift. Jy sien, daar was eenmal 'n seun en hy het groot geword in 'n verskriklike arm huis en ek gaan vinnig die storie vertel. In 'n arm huis en moet ons geweet hy's regtig arm, want hy sê die mense wat arm was het gedink hulle is arm. So hy was regtig arm. En maar van kindsbeen af het hy 'n droom gehad om 'n grand pianist te word. Dit 'n master pianist. Dit was sy droom. So he went to his parents one day and he said he begs them for a piano. But the mom and dad, there wasn't enough money for food, yet alone a piano. But the dad loved his son and he went and he searched and one day at a op 'n ashoop toe kry hy 'n gebreekte klavier. And he took this piano and he fixed it as good as he could. And his son started playing on this broken piano. But he never left that yearning and that hunger in him to one day become a master pianist. And when this parent started seeing that this is going to become a problem because they don't have money for piano lessons and they don't have what it takes for him to become that, the dad said to the mom, they're going to save all their money this whole year to take this little boy to a symphony orchestra so that he can see what a master pianist looks, what the piano looks like and what it takes to become that, and then see that they are not able to give that to him and just help him make his dream realistic. Long story short, they saved the whole year for 3 tickets, the whole year. Went to this beautiful opera house, and as they were in the foyer, feeling very much out of their depth, they noticed that their little boy had disappeared. And what he did is he quickly ran into this opera house because he had one thing in mind. He wanted to see what this beautiful piano looks like. Mm-hmm. He ran down this opera house. He went behind the curtains and he saw this beautiful grand piano, and it was open and the seat was in front of it. And he went and he sat, and the only song he could play, but it wasn't very good, was Chopsticks that he learned himself. And he was starting just to playing that on the piano. But he didn't notice that at that time, all the people came in. The mom and dad was looking for their children, but for their son, but there were too many people. And long story short, they went and they sat, not knowing where their son is, but I think they had a good idea. And then the curtains opened, and this little boy was frantic because here he is sitting in front of this grand piano, all these people in this opera house. And he started to just shiver. But isn't it beautiful that the grand pianist, the master pianist, came onto stage and he saw what was happening here. And he walked to the little boy sitting in front of this piano and he just whispered in his ear, "Don't stop, just keep playing." And this little boy in his broken chopsticks kept on playing. And the master put his arm, the left side around and the right side around, embracing this little boy, and started playing Chopsticks in the most beautiful way with him. And he looked at the composer, and the composer knew what he was, what he wanted. And so the violins came in, the trumpets came in, and the whole symphony orchestra started playing Chopsticks in the most beautiful, harmonious and wonderful way. And at the end of that, it got a standing ovation. And the little boy could get off stage and run to his parents. But what I want to leave to you this morning is sometimes we feel that the gift God gave us is so small and sometimes a bit broken and sometimes a bit false. But today I want to see you sitting in front of that grand piano and just giving God what you have. Maybe your false chopsticks. Maybe there's a few broken notes. Maybe you don't feel equipped or worthy to even sit there and play. But the Lord says, if you trust me, I only want you to play and to use what I gave you. Because in that, the master comes and he embraces you and he starts doing something with that little you gave him and he makes a masterpiece of it and he uses it. And everyone knows it is his glory. You know it. The audience knows it. Everyone knows it. So I beg you today, never look down on yourself. You know, we don't need critics because we are the biggest critics ourselves, to ourselves. But today the Lord says, I've given you something. The word of the Lord says he's given all of us gifts. And even if you think you got the least of them, I beg you to start playing your chopsticks to the Lord, and he will come in as your master and do something with it that will blow you away, because that's all he asks, because he has the whole symphony orchestra with him, and he can change this world through your broken or false song. Sure. I pray that for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.